Hi everyone, this is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media Group. I want to thank everyone for joining my Anchor podcast. As you may know, it's starting to get some distribution in different podcast areas, including iTunes. Today we wanted to talk about conflict of interest in my case. I'm very sorry to say, but I believe this conflict of interest was injected into the case, injected into the case on purpose. I want to make an apology to Santa Cruz, California Public Defender's Office because they did not represent me during my trial and before. A private law firm was brought in due to conflict of interest. A lot of the cases starting to open up now, and we can see where they use phrases like, "That's your public defender," when he was a private attorney from a private law firm. Because of conflict of interest. The conflict of interest came because the 911 caller, as we know, was represented by the public defender's office in Santa Cruz, California. And it became a conflict of interest for the public defender's office to represent me, which became very convenient. The private law firm is the one that was telling me things like, "People like you, trial isn't an option. Now what you gonna do?" "I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it." They even held court while I wasn't present. They refused to show me the evidence. I asked to look at the video. They told me, "I saw it, you're on it. It's not pertinent that you look at it." So at that point, I became very worried that I may never see this video until we went to trial. But the third lawyer in showed me a different video. And then two more lawyers showed two different videos. So three different lawyers had three different videos, all different scenarios of what took place. So when I started to defend myself, I asked for the rest of the videos. I told them that the DA came out in court and said, "Those other videos don't play no more." I told the judge, "You see there is other footage. There are other videos. He claims they don't play anymore. I'd like to see that for myself. I could probably, crack the disc and get it to play on some format." But that wasn't an option. The judge said, "Well, this is what they're going with now." So it was very convenient to have someone as a witness, 911 caller, aka, be recused, because that's what I asked the lawyer to do, recuse her from court because her credibility was not up to par, and that testimony would be worthless. So that was the conflict we had. I'll be talking more about it on my Periscope in just a few moments. And once again, thanks for showing up to my podcast on Anchor, and be sure to catch my longer version on SoundCloud. Thank you very much. Have a good day. See you soon. Bye-bye.